The first reading is a reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who gave testimony under Pontius Pilate, for the noble confession, to keep the commandment without stain or reproach until the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the blessed and only ruler will make manifest at the proper time the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, and whom no human being has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Know that the Lord is good God. He made us. His we are, his people, the flock he tends. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. For he is good, the Lord whose kindness endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Come with joy into the presence of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When a large crowd gathered with people from one town after another journeying to Jesus, he spoke in a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path that was trampled, and the birds of the sky ate it up. Some seed fell on the rocky ground, and when it grew, it withered for lack of moisture. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew with it and choked it. And some seed fell on good soil, and when it grew, it produced fruit 100-fold. After saying this, he called out, "Whoever has ears ought to hear." Then his disciples asked him what the meaning of this parable might be. He answered, "Knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to the rest they are made known through parables, so that when they may look and not see, and hear but not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those on the path are the ones who have heard, but the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, and that they may not believe and be saved. Those on rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no root. They believe only for a time and fall away in a time of temptation. As for the seed that fell among thorns, they are the ones who have heard. But as they go along, they are choked by the anxieties and riches and pleasures of life, and they fail to produce mature fruit. But as for the seed that fell on rich soil, they are the ones who, when they have heard the word, embrace it with a generous and good heart, and bear fruit through perseverance. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so again we hear now about the fruit, and fruit, what is the fruit? And, you know, I was just reading something about someone says, "Oh, you can tell a tree by a fruit, and what kind of tree is it?" And they were talking about how, we're not the church that they grew up in. But fruit, again, is about feeding others. That's what it is. It bears fruit to feed others. So fruit in my life, fruit in your life, must be we're feeding others with spiritual truth, but also with the physical realities of what they need. We're living a life of generosity. Our life, that any life that is self-centered, is not of God, because there's nothing in God that's self-centered. God is us-centered. Again, look at the crucifix. There's nothing on the crucifix that was about Jesus Christ. It was all about us. So in our lives, we can't have a spirituality focused only on me and how I can grow and what's important to me and how I go to Mass and how I receive communion and how I do this or how I do that. The true test of Christianity, of whether you and I are disciples, is the fruit that it bears for God, for the kingdom, and for others. So let's bear fruit today and be known as disciples of Jesus Christ. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.